1940, of course, we weren't doing too well, the Naval Enigma, at all. The Naval Enigma, of course, would have been the one which might give us information, but of course we just weren't breaking it. So the fact that the invasion was stalled and didn't happen was advantageous to us because it gave us a chance to get in and attack the Naval Enigma and eventually break it in 1941. It was always said that the war is won by the side that makes the least mistakes. Therefore, of course, when we're planning on D-Day, we made the least mistakes and we won. But when Hitler said, oh yes, jolly good idea, whoopee lads, let's go and invade England. You're a bit stuck, aren't you? When the boss gets it in his mind that invading England would be advantageous, you ain't got much chance of sort of backing out of it. But of course they did eventually, when it was Hitler that backed out anyway. Hitler thought what it would do, in fact, was to shorten the war. He said, look, he said, don't worry, he said, England have lost the war, but they don't realise it. And that was it, you know, we'd lost already. We just didn't realise it. You know what these blasted Brits are like? There's this doubt weaving in and out of all the decisions they made. See, this very hasty put together hope, in fact, that because we were so confused, you know, we had a bad morning at Dunkirk, they were going to walk into England. Look at this comment. This is Hitler. There is no chance of a fifth column activity in England. He knew, in fact, that there was no way that there's going to be an uprising in this country. It just wouldn't happen. They realised that this country was a solid unit, determined to fight as a whole. 42 was beautifully planned because it all wove in. So not only did they have fortitude whereby incorrect information was being sent to the Germans, but you had the fact is that the military are backing this up because we had dummy landing craft and dummy tanks. We had massive communication system whereby signals were flying all over the place. But of course, all they were was wireless vans dotted all over the country, sending these dummy messages to each other, making it seem as though a very busy army unit's here. Fusag, that was a good one, that one, but again, you see, people looking out for personalities. So Patton, oh well, Patton, you know what he's like, don't you, sort of go-getter. And also Montgomery, suddenly turning up in Gibraltar. Ah, well, if Monty's in Gibraltar, of course, and we know that he's number one on the army side of it, they can't be going to invade just yet, so okay, lads, sit back and make another cup of tea. You know? Which, of course, he wasn't, he didn't turn up in Gibraltar, it was his double. All these things went into it together. It was beautifully organised, and again, you see, it was deliberately long-term planning. Sea Lion was hastily put together, cobbled together, and of course, it fell apart. Practicality just said, no, you can't do that. Very interesting. I want to see what happens in the rest of it. We'll get the plan worked out, and then suddenly Hitler decides to modify the plan. So the master planner modifies it.